Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Wagner, and she's the with the Iowa DNR and coordinator for Operation Relief and Trees for Kids. We're going to talk about Operation Relief, and that's spelled L-E-A-F. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You bet. You know, it's time to plan to plant trees, and we're going to be talking about a special program here, especially for Alliant Energy customers. But anybody who owns some property, or maybe even if they don't own some, needs to think about planting trees. So we're going to give some information that'll help out everybody. Let's start, Laura, with the program that is sponsored by DNR, funded by Alliant Energy, and is being helped here by ISU Extension. What does all this mean?
Well, Operation Relief is a program, and it's as you said, it's funded through Alliant Energy, and here in the Forestry Bureau at Iowa DNR, we administer it with 8 different locations each spring and each fall, and we rotate around the state to make sure that we get good coverage throughout the Alliant territory. And it's designed so that homeowners can purchase landscape-sized trees at a greatly reduced rate through this program, with the intent of planting them around their homes and other buildings to help reduce energy costs. Of course, there are a lot more benefits besides energy savings trees can provide, which we can talk about later.
You bet.
Go ahead.
No, I just said, yes, we will talk about those, why we'd want to plant a tree anywhere, even if we don't get this big one at a reduced price, which is what's happening with this particular program. So who's eligible for this program?
Well, actually, anybody in the state of Iowa that is an Alliant Energy customer is eligible to buy trees from any of the events. So we have 8 events this spring. One is in Atlantic through the Cass County Extension, and it will be held at the Cass County Fairgrounds. And that will be held May 4th from 8 to 10 a.m. That's a Saturday. And so that's the distribution day itself. And we recommend that folks pre-order their trees. We have 10 different species for folks to choose from, both large shade trees, which provide the most benefit, but also some smaller, more compact trees if folks have places under power lines or a smaller area that they want to plant a tree.
Well, and I see you have a few conifers, and they're, even though they start small, they do grow, and they can help with a windbreak also.
Conifers can help with windbreaks and help reduce heating bills in the winter, and also provide great habitat. This particular event, we do not have a conifer. We have shade trees, and we have lower growing trees for the Atlantic event.
All right. And I want to mention, I have to throw in here, Laura, because I'm a Master Gardener, I have to throw in that this is being held at the same time as the Master Gardener Plant Sale, which is always a huge event. So these will both be going on at the same time. And in addition, even if you're not getting a tree that day and you're going to plant a tree, you might want to show up for the demonstration.
That's right. We're having a free tree planting and care workshop at the event, and anybody is eligible to go to that. It doesn't matter who their electric or gas supplier is. It's open to anybody in the public, and that starts at 9 o'clock. And it won't be a real long workshop because we want people to pick up their trees or their plants from the other event and go to the workshop and go on their way. So it'll last about 45 minutes, and we'll cover some of the most basic reasons, actually, that trees die early due to improper care. And one of the biggest reasons is that people plant their trees too deep. Hmm. That leads to early mortality, so we're going to go over with folks how to find the right planting depth and the root flare and to prevent encircling roots. And those are some of the biggest mistakes that folks make, even professionals. We found there have been some recent studies that show over 50% of all urban trees that are planted, including by professionals, are planted too deep, which means that their tree, instead of living, you know, 80, 100, 200 years, might live 30 years. Mm. And so you're really losing a lot of value in your tree with that. So we'll cover that. We'll cover a lot of other things like proper watering, mulching, pruning, and then just a nice question and answer period. And that will be with our district forester, Lindsay Barney, who just does a great job, and we're really looking forward to having her there at that event as well.
Okay. Now, if somebody wants to order, if they are part of the Alliant Energy program and they want to order trees, they should be doing that right now.
They should be doing that right now. In fact, we've already received quite a few orders. All of the species are still available, but folks can order several ways. They can order directly from Cass County Extension. It's on their website, or they can go into the office. They can order from the Alliant Energy website, and that's just alliantenergy.com, and then a backslash, and then Releaf, R-E-L-E-A-F. And, of course, we also have it on the DNR website. So we try to put it every place that that we can. And if folks don't have access to a computer, they are welcome, again, either to go into the Extension office and ask for a printed form, or they can call me and I can mail them one. And I can give you my number now and then again at the end.
Okay.
My number is 515-281-6749. Again, that's 515-281-6749. And I get a lot of calls to get order forms sent, but I also get calls when folks want to know what tree to plant on their site, because we have trees that are suited to wet sites, we have trees that are suited to dry sites, we have trees, you know, if somebody wants to plant a tree close to their sidewalk and are worried about not raising their sidewalk, hackberry is a good choice for that. So a lot of times I get calls from folks saying, gosh, there are 10 different trees to choose from, which one is best for me, and I'm happy to talk with them about that.
And let's talk about those 10 trees, because, again, if you're not a part of this program, this would be a good guideline for you when you're purchasing a tree, or whether you're ordering it through the DLEAF program, because you've chosen trees that are good for Iowa and that are going to provide some shade eventually.
That's right. That's right. We've chosen, again, 10 different trees. And first I'm just going to run down the shade trees. We have American Linden. And we have a cultivar called American Century, and that cultivar is selected because it's resistant to Japanese beetle. We're getting more and more Japanese beetle defoliation of linden and basswood, and this one was developed to be resistant to that and is the most resistant cultivar. So that's a good one if folks out there are frustrated with their Japanese beetle, this is a good choice. And, of course, linden is a native tree to Iowa. It's a beautiful boulevard tree, beautiful yard tree, and is not has a very small seed on it, sort of the size of a pea, a little smaller than that, so that doesn't create a lot of issue for folks.
Okay, Laura, let's just run down the list of the other shade trees that are on the list.
You bet. So we also have bur oak, hackberry, Kentucky coffee tree, northern red oak, and thornless honey locust. And the lower growing trees are American hornbeam, eastern redbud, royal raindrops flowering crabapple, and serviceberry. So there is a really nice selection to choose from. And folks can see pictures of those by downloading the order form and clicking on the species name. They'll get a picture and some more information.
Okay, and there is a cost for these, $25 each, but they're big trees, 6 to 8 feet tall. So remember that when you come to pick them up, you got to have a something that's going to haul that tree. But those would normally be $65 and more. I want to, before we run out of time here, Laura, real quickly, tell some reasons why you need to plant a tree.
Well, trees provide so many benefits. And not just energy savings, they also help prevent flooding events by intercepting stormwater. They, of course, as we all know, clean the air, filter our water, but they provide also a lot of social and economic benefits. There's a deep field of research, about 40 years of research, showing that tree-lined streets and neighborhoods actually reduce crime rates, reduce asthma rates in children, reduce actually slow driving speed, so reduce traffic accidents. It increases kids and adults' levels of concentration and reduces levels of aggression, because being around trees in nature reduces the stress hormone cortisol. So there are all those benefits that go along with having stress reduction as well.
So we all need to we need to plan now to plant trees for a great number of reasons. And Laura, I want you to give your phone number one more time.
Sure, that is 515-281-6749.
Okay, or stop by your Cass County Extension office and they can give you that information too. We want to thank you so much, Laura Wagner, who's with DNR coordinating this relief program. Until next time, here's a thought. Live in each season as it passes. Breathe the air and resign yourself to the influence of each.